Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us today. We are here to remind you that small business is big business, and your business is our business. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's graduation day.
It is graduation day. Uh-huh. My son graduates from high school this morning.
Congratulations.
In just a few hours.
And another member of our staff, Cher, has a daughter graduating as well. Congratulations to her.
You know, lots
family.
Of our members, Experience Pros members, we're in that stage of life where our kids
done and over with that.
Graduating high school, even college. There's a lot of college graduations going on too. And it's very, very proud moment. For the high school, I mean, it's like their first big major milestone.
It is.
That they get to go across. So,
your son, Michael, did he have to write a senior quote? I mean, most of these guys in the booklets, in the books, they have these quotes that...
Well, in the photo, I will tell you, Eric.
Yeah.
They had to do away with the senior quote.
Did they?
Because of a few bad apples that spoiled the bunch.
It might be like some of these. Miranda says her senior quote is, quote, "No, Miranda, your senior quote can't be fries before guys, Dad."
Hmm.
Yeah. Jacob has this, quote, "Don't put anything stupid for your senior quote, Mom."
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There's a young man who we're not using last names in this, but his name is Amit. And he says, "I am not a myth. I am a legend."
That's
a
good
one. I like that one. A Muslim young lady says, "I hate having to explain to everyone why I wear a hijab." That's the covering over her head. Yeah. "But if everyone must know, Voldemort has possessed me and his face is living on the back of my head."
Thanks.
It's
kind of scary.
She's a lovely girl, by the way. There's a gentleman named Jaira, and he says, "If you like water, you already like 72% of me."
Oh.
And he looks good in a tuxedo.
You know, I think that the whole idea behind the senior quote, it makes good sense.
Yeah.
But what has ended up happening in far too many cases is something naughty. Acronyms, right? You know, where they spell it out or double meanings. And so then the high school staff and the admin, they have no idea that this naughty thing is in there. And then when they find out, they're like, you know what? And we're just done.
It's kind of like the Experience Pros Radio Show.
There's naughty stuff in there?
Well, no. No.
Well, which part?
Well, we're both parents. Kylie
says...
Kylie says... This is her senior quote. "This wasn't like High School Musical at all."
I like that. Did you do a senior quote?
No, I did not. Those weren't invented when I went through.
They weren't invented. No. So you were long before.
My graduating class was 8.
Oh, well, then it could have been.
Oh, no,
you guys could have like done your quotes like on stage as you got your diploma.
Yeah, no.
No?
Let's move on to happier times.
Okay.
Guess what time it is?
It's time.
It is time. Time for you to choose the news. Lots of news in the news today. Of course, we are following the apparent crash of the Egyptian Airlines Flight 804. 66 people presumed to have been taken with that crash. Pepsi presents Old Faithful. That's one topic. The Ranger. The Lone Ranger.
Okay.
Is coming back.
Okay.
Or Move Over, Mackerel.
Who?
Mackerel.
Okay.
Macarons.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm pronouncing it French because it's spelled French.
You don't pronounce C's in French?
I said mackerel.
Oh, I didn't hear it. It was just like mackerel.
You're
like,
welcome.
See, like one word.
People compliment me on my brilliant pronunciation. So you're welcome. So Move Over, Macaroons, or The Lone Ranger, or Pepsi Presents Old Faithful?
Let's do Pepsi Presents Old Faithful.
Well, not so fast, says the National Park Service. News that the National Park Service could start publicly recognizing donors by name on some items in the parks has riled some park lovers. According to the officials of the National Park Service, this won't bring about the corporatization that some people fear. We're talking about park benches with a little nameplate says this in loving memory of, or donated by, or sponsored by, right? But we're not talking about Mile High Stadium at Sports Authority or whatever. You know, we're not doing that.
Mm-mm.
No.
Okay.
So, what do you think? Should we have sponsorship in the national parks?
I like the idea, you know, where you go to a park and every now and then you come across a park bench or a plaque and there's like a memory from somebody's grandpa or, you know, I used to take walks here as a child and it's kind of nice for the individual donors to have some type of memorial in someplace special.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm seeing bright lights and neon and taking over because it is
a slippery slope.
It's the gateway drug, right? Yeah. Right? Yeah. The sponsorship of...
First, it's a memorial plaque, and then all of a sudden... Yeah.
Right? And now we have the big neon sign.
And we do drive by that one building saying that would look great with the Experience Pros.
You know, and I do. I have mixed emotions, mm-hmm. right? Because, of course, you know, I think, okay, it's kind of ridiculous, and as a consumer, right? But as the business owner...
If it's your name.
It's my name. Oh, I would love that.
We're talking.
Right? But there are places for that. There's a lot of things that we can do as corporate sponsorship that allow us to get back to the community and be a part of something without splashing our name all over it. And having it be Yellowstone brought to you by.
Well, no. Park names like Yellowstone and features like Old Faithful, they're going to be off limits.
Sure. Today.
Today. Well, that's
right?
What we're talking
this
about.
Is what I'm saying. Gateway. Gateway. Slippery slope.
Here's the
so
thing.
What, some of the other, like, lesser-known geysers, those the poor, pathetic geysers?
The poor, pathetic geysers right? brought to you by?
You can be brought to you by Experience Pros, but not the good ones.
Heard a comedian talking about, racism in general and stereotypes that go on. And one of the things that I thought was funny is he says, you know, the biggest demographic of all, ugly people, have no place to go. There's no, you know, we don't go over there and say, hey, you're ugly, I'm ugly too. Let's sit down and chat. We don't do that, which was kind of a humorous thing. The National Park Service is considering the sponsorships, if you will, for one reason only. They need money. They're broke. And there's an $11 billion backlog in maintenance projects. So this is what they're trying to do in order to diversify its funds and meet those needs. I don't know. It's not going to be Pepsi Presents Old Faithful. That's good news.
And the naming rights for our stadium, our Sports Authority Stadium, Mile High, did not get put up for auction. Actually, the naming rights for Sports Authority was put up for auction, but nobody...
Yeah, the auction was yesterday, and you could purchase the naming rights for the stadium, and nobody bought it, which is very surprising because here in Colorado, there were two cannabis companies who made big headlines nationwide news saying, we're very serious about our interest in purchasing the naming rights, but apparently not enough
to show up for the auction.
Stay tuned for that because I'm sure that is not a closed chapter. The Ranger, the Lone Ranger, or Move Over Macaroons?
The Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger. Well, we're not talking about Tonto's sidekick. Oh, no. I'm talking about the 2019 Ford Ranger. You know, the little truck?
Okay.
It's back.
Was it gone? I'm sorry.
Was it gone?
I'm sorry.
They discontinued the little truck a while ago. But yeah.
I'm very big into following the pickup trucks.
Hey, get this. 2019 Ford Ranger. Yes, it's returning. Expect a diesel version and a base price below $25,000. That's incredible news for folks. It looks great. Now, that's not going to be the for $25,000, you're not going to get the four doors and all that. You're going to get two doors and no back seat, I'm pretty sure. The return of the less than gigantic Ford pickup. Ford currently sells this midsizer just about everywhere except here. It's about to change in response to the strong selling Chevy Colorado and GMC Canyon. The Ranger will also spawn a new Ford Bronco. And you know the Bronco's not around. Tell me you knew that the Bronco's not around. For Pete's sake.
They're still on the road. They're still everywhere you go. Everybody has one.
No,
so.
No, everybody does not have a
There's
Bronco.
There's a lot of them.
One of your girlfriends has a Bronco, just one.
I know. I know. Really it's cool. Coolest Bronco, too, right? With no top on it. And it's this mint green color.
Bronco, not the girl.
And she wears a blue cowboy hat when she drives it. It's super fun.
So, yeah, it's going to be some cool stuff to compete with the Jeep Wrangler. Broncos should arrive in 2020 with a starting price of about $30,000. Good stuff. And finally, move over macarons. The luxury eclairs are the latest dessert trend. I'll talk to you about what that is on the other side of these messages. You're listening to Angel and Eric on the Experience Pros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
Hi, this is Angel, and if you haven't checked out all the resources that Experience Pros offers small business owners all across America, I'd like to invite you to visit experiencepros.com. From annual contests to the Extreme Customer Service Directory, daily blogs and fan bragging to business tips, Experience Pros supports business owners just like you in so many ways. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Experience Pros, and thank you for allowing us to serve you every day right here on this station.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
I'm Dr. Harry Anderson.
And I'm Penny Gilley.
I've been helping you with your nutritional needs for over 44 years. Now I want to introduce you to my wellness formula for yourself that will help you have more energy, alertness, and focus.
Plus, it's all natural. Try Total People Plus today and see for yourself. Go to PennyGilley.com. Learn, relax, focus, exhale. Total People Plus.
Let 2016 be the year you take care of yourself. All natural, caffeine and gluten-free, $35 for 180 capsules. Recommending 4 per day will last 6 weeks. For a limited time, get free shipping by mentioning promo code PENNY. To order, call 817-470-4653 or go to PennyGilly.com. That's 817-470-4653 or PennyGilly.com. Order today.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. We are glad that you are here with us. Poverty is an issue that faces every culture, every geographic location, and our next guest has an idea.
Absolutely. When we talk about unemployment and underemployment, he says this will always be one of our biggest concerns, but we could completely erase the problem, says Dr. Ravi Batra. He's the author of 5 international bestsellers and professor of economics at Southern Methodist University. He predicted the 2008-2009 economic meltdown and recently published End Unemployment Now, How to Eliminate Joblessness, Debt, and Poverty Despite Congress. He says even though the Congress and White House are often at odds as to how to solve unemployment, he has 5 ways in which it could be done without Congress. Dr. Ravi Batra, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Thanks a lot. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Batra, very nice to have you. 5 ways that we could end unemployment without government interference. You have my attention. Let's hit the highlights, and then we'll come back and zoom in.
Well, let's look at the main cause of unemployment and rising poverty. It's the lack of competition among various companies and in various industries, and the government not using the existing laws. For instance, there are anti-monopoly laws, but the government hardly ever uses them, and as a result, one company keeps buying other companies. Each time they buy another company, some people are laid off and some wages fall. So monopoly capitalism is the main cause of poverty, because what it does is it raises productivity. People work very hard under these companies, so productivity goes up, but wages are not rising, have not been rising much, so demand doesn't rise. Rising productivity means rising supply. Low wages means low demand, so supply keeps exceeding demand. That means there is overproduction.
Okay.
Overproduction always causes layoffs.
Okay, I get that. But let me ask you, because our time is so limited here, I want to make sure that we get right to the suggestions that you are making. And do I understand correctly
the
suggestion is that you want the government to enforce the laws that are already on the books?
That's right. For instance, the interest rates are extremely high on credit card balances, and much of the borrowing is from the poor and the middle class. The president can ask the FDIC to start its own bank, which it has the authority to do that under a 1987 law. Once the bank starts, FDIC bank can borrow money at nearly 0% interest rate from the Fed, and then ask the credit card borrowers to transfer their loan balances to the FDIC bank and charge only 5% interest rate, whereas the current interest rate that the poor and the middle class pay is around 25%.
But only when
that's
they default.
20%.
Only when they default. The 20 to 25% is only when somebody defaults on a payment for that credit card.
Otherwise, it's 15, 20%. Either way, there is a big fall in the interest rate to the poor and the middle class, and that's like a big, huge tax cut to the people, and so without raising the deficit. And Congress can't stop it because it will be providing competition to the banks, which and the law already exists. And that will be one way to eliminate poverty in half in just 1 week or 2 weeks. Another thing
Hold on. We're going so fast, and this is such a comprehensive topic, and I don't want to lose the translation here. You're suggesting that the government start a new bank by the FDIC, and that bank borrows at a near nil interest rate, and then we convince all the people who are making money now to forego the profits that they're making now in order to take lesser profits for the benefit of the people. Am I right?
Well, The banks are making an incredible amount of money.
Sure.
Their profit margin right now is 10% on each credit card loan they make.
But
in 2007, before this meltdown started, it was only 5%. So the question is, when they are getting 0% financing from the Federal Reserve, why should their profit margin double?
I understand, but Dr. Batra, we live in a society, in a capitalistic society, where the people, if you, it's what the market will bear, and the market is you know, they're making the profits because that's what the consumer puts in. I mean, that's what they bear. I'm concerned about the premise of ending world poverty. At least poverty in the U.S. Let's limit it to the United States for just a moment. In 2 weeks' time, when all these variables are things that have to happen, and much of them require the most quote unquote successful of the population to give up a margin of their success, I don't think it's realistic. Do you?
Well, the thing is, there are two types of capitalism. One is monopoly capitalism, and the other is free market capitalism. If we have free market capitalism, then these problems don't arise. And so we don't have competition in any industry, and because of that, there are monopoly profits, and I don't think monopoly profits are permitted by law.
Okay, so then let's talk a little bit about you mentioned credit cards and credit debt. How many banks at the very top of the pinnacle, right? Because you got your Visa, your MasterCard, your American Express, and a whole bunch of other diners clubs, all the other different credit lines of credit. How many banks control all of those credit lines? Is it really a monopoly, or are we talking about true American competition?
Well, there are five major banks that own more than 55 to 60% of assets in the country. And as far as credit cards are concerned, They have control over 75% of the market, so it's near monopoly.
Okay, all right.
For that group.
Dr. Batra, it's an interesting premise that you lay down.
And he wrote the book "And Unemployment Now: How to Eliminate Joblessness, Debt, and Poverty Despite Congress." Dr. Batra, where do you want our listeners to follow up, get more information, you know, learn more about this concept, and read your book?
It's on my website, ravibatra.com. You spell it R-A-V-I-B-A-T-R-A.com, one word, ravibatra.com.
There you go, ravibatra.com.
R-A-V-I-B-A-T-R-A, ravibatra.com. End Unemployment Now, How to Eliminate Joblessness, Debt, and Poverty Despite Congress. Dr. Batra, thanks so much for being our guest today.
And thanks for your creative ideas. We appreciate that truly in the nature of American spirit, going out and finding new solutions for problems. Folks, we have to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you a little more about those luxury eclairs and more positive business talk ahead.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Five things you can count on when using LegalZoom for your business. Number one, reliability. You know, more than a million people have already trusted LegalZoom to help them start their businesses. In corporations, LLCs, nonprofits, DBAs, and more, use LegalZoom to get started the right way. Number two, experience. You can count on LegalZoom for all of the details. They've been helping all types of business owners for 15 years. Number three, helpful support. They have the right people standing by, ready to help with your questions, all based in the U.S. Number four, legal advice. LegalZoom isn't a law firm, so they built a network of independent attorneys available in 48 states. You'll get answers to your legal questions, and they can review supplier contracts, employment laws, and help with most of the day-to-day situations that pop up. And finally, number five, there are no surprises. LegalZoom provides complete transparency with upfront pricing and customer reviews with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Make the smart choice for your business today at LegalZoom.com, and don't forget to enter Ray in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store or Staples. For details.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Home burglaries happen during the day when you're not there. Someone could be at your house right now, ringing your doorbell to see if you're home. And as soon as they know you're not, they break in. This is how 95% of break-ins occur. Hi, I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor of the Ring Video Doorbell. I invented Ring so you can see and speak with anyone at your door using your smartphone. So would-be burglars think you're always home, even when you're not. And when someone approaches your home, Ring's advanced motion detection alerts you, giving you full monitoring of your property. Installing Ring takes just minutes, and its dual-powered design will work with your old doorbell wires or the built-in rechargeable battery. Time Magazine and USA Today named Ring a top 10 gadget, and at under $200, Ring is the smartest way to protect and monitor your house.
Go to ring.com/safety for free FedEx shipping. That's ring.com/safety. With Ring, you're always home. Order yours today at ring.com/safety.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Move over, macaroons. Luxury eclairs are the latest dessert trend, says Micheline Maynard. She is a contributor for Forbes.com. She says every few years there's a new trend in the pastry world. A decade ago it was cupcakes. Remember that?
Yeah, still right?
Still going on. Mm-hmm. There's cupcake trucks. There's cupcake wars. Yeah. Then whoopie pies?
Oh.
What's a whoopie pie? I mean, I know what whoopie is.
No, it's like a little, like, marshmallow-filled cakes. Like cupcakes, like little.
All right.
Like a little sandwich.
Here come the macarons, the French kind, not the coconut kind.
Oh.
No, the French kind.
I don't know.
The little round French. You don't like those?
Oh, actually, I love those.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
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 Here in the Denver market, La Patisserie Française.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yes, wow.
Yeah.
Yes, wow.
Wadsworth and 80th, folks. Wadsworth and 80th. Go now.
Yeah, worth driving from California for.
Right. The macaron is about to be displaced by the eclair, but not the long, plump kind of vanilla filling. Excuse me. Or chocolate frosting that you find at Dunkin' Donuts. And that wasn't about Dunkin' Donuts. It's just I don't like cream-filled anything.
What?
I don't.
No. Cream puffs?
No. Oh, no? Especially not cream puffs.
Really?
Oh, they make me gag.
Cream-filled nothing?
Oh, no. Oh,
really?
No.
So not a Twinkie guy either, huh?
Twinkies, that doesn't really count as cream. That's more lardy in consistency.
But so you would eat that?
Oh, yeah. I'll eat a Twinkie.
What?
But
that's like the most grossest thing ever.
You put Bavarian cream in something and oh, no. Mm-mm. Meet the luxury eclair. They've already swept bakeries in Paris. They're popping up in New York. And the invasion has begun in London. This past weekend, narrow eclairs came on. Oh, okay, sorry. This past weekend, she, the author of this article, happened upon a Maître Choux, a tiny shop in South Kensington, whose window display rivaled that of a jeweler. Small, narrow eclairs came in dozens of flavors, from pistachio to Tahitian vanilla, and to a decadent version covered in edible gold leaf.
Are we eating these?
We're eating those, yeah. Edible gold leaf.
Well, I know it's edible, and yeah. I see Martha Stewart, you know, decorate
it's
stuff
such
like
a
that,
waste.
Right?
It's such a waste.
But I'm going to eat
it.
That?
Yeah. Doesn't that, like, go into your blood system and did that make you heavy or something like that?
Well, no, but it's probably, a little more metals, and we need some.
Yeah. These eclairs are filled with pastry cream and quality ingredients such as fresh raspberries. I like raspberry donuts.
What?
I do. I like raspberry-filled donuts or cherry-filled donuts.
So you like stuff in.
I don't like cream
just
filling.
Just not cream.
I do not like cream filling.
Bavarian mm-hmm. cream?
No,
what's that? What's it? What's that cream they do when you go to high tea? Devonshire cream? Oh, man. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'm a cream kind of girl.
Oh,
I love cream puffs, cream filling,
no.
cream. Just put the whipped cream on my finger. Yum.
I don't mind whipped cream.
Okay.
But don't put it in the middle of something. You know, the Hakuna Matata boys?
Right.
You know, Pumbaa and Timon?
Yeah.
No!
You don't like the cream-filled ones,
stop
huh?
that.
Hmm.
Luxury eclairs are the result of French chefs facing competition and putting their skills to the test. So there it is, the new upscale luxury eclairs.
The luxury eclairs.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Okay, so Have you ever taken a Myers-Briggs or given a Myers-Briggs test?
Both, yeah.
Right, both
yeah,
sides.
Personality tests are me. I used to administer several of them.
So you're big into that. You want to know.
I used to be.
You want to know about mm-hmm. people's personalities and all that. And I think a lot of people do. And when we're trying to hire somebody to see if they're a good fit for us, or maybe even go out on a date, or
wait, what?
You know, it's just nice to know something about people.
Johnny, I'd really like to go out with you, but first,
no, you can't
take this 5-hour test.
Right, you can't do that, right? You know, they say, despite its popularity, according to Jessica Stillman in Inc.com, mm-hmm. she says there's no evidence that it actually beats astrology at characterizing people. So
astrology.
That's what she says.
What's your sign?
Right. She says, lots of things about personality traits, lots of different ways you can figure it out. But of course, it takes a lot, it's a long test, right?
Sure.
It's not all that, it's not super quick. It's pretty cumbersome. It takes some time. So, if you send that, especially to a date, they would look at you funny, right?
Yes.
But there is a quick and dirty and scientifically validated way that you can assess a given individual trait, a certain personality trait that any individual has, by asking one question.
Really?
One question.
Well,
reveals,
I'm all about the quick and the dirty, so
right?
Let's get into it.
Right. Okay.
Is the question quick or dirty?
If you want to know if someone displays a certain characteristic.
Yes.
So you want to know about a certain characteristic. Do they have this?
Are you positive?
Right. Are you positive? Are you genuine? Are you a gossip? Are you?
Yes.
Are you trustworthy?
Gossip. Let's do gossip.
Are you? Okay. So here's the question that you want to ask to find out if somebody else is a gossip.
Okay.
you're like.
I can't wait.
Okay.
It's supposed to be quick and dirty.
Let's get
to the dirt.
I can't do it.
Come on. You cannot leave America hanging.
Yeah, but the way you set it up, right? Okay, so all you have to do is ask somebody to describe somebody else and ask if somebody else has that trait.
What?
Ask if, who do you know somebody who's a gossip?
Yes.
Yeah. Or actually, shit, I did it wrong.
Okay.
Right? I did it wrong.
How did you do it wrong?
You just ask if they think other people often do. Do you think people are gossips?
Do you think a lot of people gossip?
Do you think a lot of people gossip? That's it. Sorry.
Okay. So
that would be the question.
That's a question?
Yeah. So
oh,
Eric,
let down.
Eric, do you think a lot of people gossip?
shoot. What's the right answer for this? Right? Actually, I do think a lot of people gossip. I think a lot of people gossip. Does that make me a gossip?
Well,
Jessica Stillman, come on the show.
They say if you want to know someone displays a certain characteristic, just ask if he or she thinks other people often do. So there was to reach this conclusion, a team led by a psychologist, Dustin Wood, asked subjects to rate the personalities of several acquaintances. And so it was people that they knew, right? So it wasn't just a general. But their responses said much more about themselves than they probably intended. The more frequently people rated others as kind-hearted, happy, emotionally stable, courteous, the more likely they were rate themselves as to having these traits, and the more likely outside evaluators were to agree.
Okay, so maybe we should ask, how do you evaluate the population at large in general? Rather than
I don't think so.
Well, because if I okay, so
I don't think so,
so
because the population
answer.
At large doesn't tell.
Let me turn this around and ask you the question.
Because I think there are a lot of people that are gossips. I would say in general,
right.
A lot of people are gossips.
So there you have it. Does that mean that you are more likely to gossip? Because I know you well enough to know that that goes against everything that you stand for.
So I think it was probably more asking about somebody else in particular. What do you think of somebody in particular? Describe them.
All right. Okay. And if you're doing that, if they say, well, that person is a gossip and that person, and now you're involved in the gossip right there. And so, we busted.
Right. And so they said the results remained stable even when they were tested again a year later. So seeing others positively reveals our own positive traits. And the same thing works for darker personality traits, too. For instance, when you start to see others as manipulative, a huge suite of negative personality traits are also associated with viewing others negatively. So the simple tendency to see people negatively indicates a greater likelihood of depression and other various personality disorders. So they say, besides being a fascinating glimpse into the weird and complex human mind, the findings also suggest a powerful hack for evaluating other people's character. If you want to know if they themselves display a trait, just find a way to ask how common they think it is in others. The more of a quality they see around them, the more they probably possess it themselves.
I'm going to invite Jessica Stillman through the Twitter. I'm going to see if she'll come on here and help me understand this, because I'm lost.
You are?
I kind of am. I'm not sure. I mean, yeah, all the words.
Mm-hmm. Too many syllables.
Too many syllables.
Too many syllables in there. And mm-hmm. So I think, you know, it's so funny because I know where she's coming from, and I can buy into it. The people that always think somebody's lying to them, I think that they probably lie to others. People think people are always stealing from them. I think they have a tendency to steal from others.
Interesting.
I think so.
All right. More positive business talk just on the other side of this. You're listening to Angel and Eric on the Experience Pros Radio Network.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Hi, this is Angel. And if you haven't checked out all the resources that Experience Pros offers small business owners all across America, I'd like to invite you to visit experiencepros.com. From annual contests to the extreme customer service directory, daily blogs and fan bragging to business tips, Experience Pros supports business owners just like you in so many ways. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Experience Pros. And thank you for allowing us to serve you every day right here on this station.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. We are grateful for you tuning in. A little, is that Toby Keith, I think? Yes. He's playing for graduation, you know.
You know, my husband just bought a sound system. And, you know, speakers and microphone and mixing board and all of that. And so we just bought it yesterday. And last night he set it up in the family room.
Right.
At like 8:30 at night or 8 o'clock at night, it was pretty late for me.
Sure, yeah, right? Your bedtime 7:30.
Right, but we weren't home; we'd gone networking.
Yeah,
and at our networking event last night, we had an incredible time. We host a monthly networking event.
Yes,
on the third Wednesday
right.
of the month, and it's open. You know, it's open to the public; anybody can come, and the brightest and the best do. And we do networking from 5:30 until 7:30.
And then at 7:30.
We turn it into a dance
Kick
party.
Kick up your heels.
Right. Encore Events and Entertainment comes and sponsors the event, and they bring the sound system and the dance music. DJ Jeff, who is an award-winning DJ right. when it comes to weddings and events. He also does our fan bragging gala that we do at the end of the year as well. So he had the music going. He's got the new Justin Timberlake song. Kind of the crowd has deemed that our song of the summer.
Right, right.
Our dance song of the summer. So they're working on putting a line dance to it. So it's a fun little thing. But anyways, it doesn't start till 7:30. And so I didn't, you know, dance for half an hour before I headed home. My husband pulls all of this out. He gets this whole thing set up. And about the time I want to go to bed.
Yeah.
Is he grabs my phone and plugs my phone so we have music. Well, it's my music. It's my dance song.
You have to dance.
I have to dance.
You have to dance.
I have to dance.
I mean, ABBA is playing Dancing Queen.
So we were singing and dancing to Dancing Queen and you know, lots of fun things. And then, of course, something I've never done. I actually got up and danced on my counter on my island. I was doing
Did you really?
I did, yeah. It was made Lauren so nervous. My daughter. And then we started doing karaoke. You know when you
did a little Coyote Ugly?
It wasn't ugly, though.
No, it was probably pretty cute.
Yeah. And
do you have video?
No, I don't have video.
I don't believe you.
No, I don't have video.
Does your husband have video?
Nobody has video.
Don't believe it.
I'm the video taker in my house, so
You're on the counter.
Right, but I wasn't, no. But Amazon Music, if you're an Amazon Prime member and you have Amazon Music.
Right.
When you pull up the song, it actually has the lyrics in kind of karaoke versions. So they're lit up, the lines of the song, so you can sing along. And so then we kind of turned our family room into
karaoke. Okay, Amazon Music, if you're an Amazon Prime member, what does that mean? Do you get all the songs? You can play any song you want?
Yeah.
And it's free? I mean, it comes with your Prime
membership? Right, right, right.
All right.
Wow. I'm telling you, this Amazon Prime, they've got that dialed in.
Really?
Yeah, free shipping, music,
for all 90 that. Bucks a year or something like that?
100 bucks a year, whatever it is, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So, but the, so then the kids turned it into like a Disney sing-along.
Can you feel?
So I can't sing, right? I can't sing. I don't have that skill set. My kids do, and my one daughter, Lauren, who I think is the shyest of the three.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Which you would consider the quietest.
Yeah.
Has
golden pipes.
She does.
Yeah.
She really does. And when
she can belt it out.
She can. Yep. She can. She doesn't. And there's no video cameras to be had around.
Yeah, we've had a couple of occasions where live performance, we've heard her just unleash.
Yeah.
And my gosh.
Yeah, when she does. So
it's
super fun.
It's kind of like Idina Menzel. Mm-hmm. She's got that,
right,
that quality of
she
voice.
Does. She does. And, yeah. And of course, before Frozen was Frozen.
Yes.
Right? So the weekend it came out, my kids went, they saw it three times in the theater. And had the karaoke version already of the song, Let It Go.
Let It Go, yeah.
And they were singing it. And then, of course, it just became everything, everything
I could
everybody
sing
did.
Let It Go right now and put that earworm into our listeners' minds.
Well, you know what? We're going to have a little, some friends and family over to celebrate for Michael's.
On Sunday.
Michael's graduation.
Yeah.
And so you might have a chance to actually do that.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want me to do it right now?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm just asking.
I know you were, and yeah. I appreciate that you were asking for permission.
You
but
bet.
Not.
Oh, I wasn't
not
asking for
happen.
Permission. I was just
not
asking
gonna
if
happen.
You wanted me to do it.
Okay. So we, you know, this last segment, we were talking with Jessica Stillman, or not talking, but we were talking about Jessica Stillman's article, and you could ask one question, and you can determine people's characteristic traits of whether or not they have those same characteristics. And it's really, I think, more of, you know, are you positive? Are you outgoing versus or are you dark and, you know,
sure.
cynical?
Yeah.
And when you ask somebody if they think other people have that trait, if they go on and describe that other people have that trait, according to science, they're saying that you most likely have that trait, too.
Really?
Right. But and I there are pieces of that I get on board with. I can see where the study has some validation.
You just say, do you like organizing your desk? I like organizing my desk, and we're done.
Yeah, but you don't like organizing your desk.
No, I do not.
So now you're lying to me.
Well, I was giving a hypothetical. I wasn't talking you and me.
Oh. You don't. So, but again, you start talking about things like that you like to do. Okay, let's get organized. One of the things I like to do to de-stress is clean out my closet. Right? And that would make somebody else shudder.
Yeah.
Like, what in the world? They're like, sit back and eat popcorn and do a Netflix binge.
Yeah,
I don't do that.
I wrote to Jessica Stillman via the Twitter thing and asked her if she'd come on the show and help clarify, because I don't get it.
What part are you struggling with?
The actual structure of the question I'm supposed to ask.
The structure of the question, I didn't quite get it because
it wasn't clear.
Right. The actual question,
mm-hmm.
But you get the gist.
Yeah, you're looking for people who are like-minded.
No, not necessarily.
Or opposite-minded.
No, just if you want to know if they possess a certain characteristic, a character trait, not like-minded or not like-minded.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. Do you have this character trait? And the way to find out, rather than take a whole Myers-Briggs,
yes,
right, and do a whole personality assessment.
Right.
Have you ever done those where you have to answer like 50 questions, and then from that they determine everything and who you are? You could just ask, you know, to so-and-so, what do you think about this person? Do you think they have this trait?
So let me see if I understand correctly. If I go up to a girl and say, are you into me? Do you think I'm cute?
That's not a character trait.
It's not a character
no.
trait.
No.
Well,
so what?
It could tell me a lot about their character.
Right? That whether or not they like you or not. But when you think about what it is you're looking for,
yeah.
You know, what kind of...
Do you think tall, bald, sexy, and not quite six-pack ripped? what?
This is not a character trait of whether or not I like
I'm
you or not.
If are you attracted to those kinds of people?
Are you attracted to those
That's
kinds of people?
That's a character trait in my world.
So then you could ask him about bald guys.
Folks, we got to take a quick break, but when we come back, more positive business talk and the news.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.